But first, we're going to go a little more locally, up to the Gold Coast, and we've got Mark Thelwall on the line, who's the president of Tweed Heads Soccer Club. Good evening to you, Mark.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Tell me a bit about Tweed Heads United. How many teams have you got? How many players, and which competitions do you play in?
Okay, yeah, we field 42 teams in 2018. That's across under 6s to under 18s, and boys and girls. We run three senior men's teams along with one women's team. The total players of just over 500, and we play in all the Gold Coast competitions.
Yeah, 500 players is pretty sizable, and I understand the club was born from a merger between Tweed Heads Soccer Club and Benora Point Soccer Club. How did that work, and has it been a smooth sailing since you joined together? I understand some of these mergers can, you know, result in a few points of difference.
Yeah, this was nothing different here either. The merger happened due to a split back in 1994. The Tweed Heads Soccer Club had a split and a new club called Benora Point formed as a breakaway. And the two clubs came back together again in 2012 to form the new Tweed United Football Club, which it gave us then the numbers between the two clubs to be able to form stronger teams to be able to compete with the bigger clubs in the top end of the Gold Coast.
And how about your facilities? Are you happy with the grounds and training facilities and club rooms you've got at the moment, or do you have big plans to try and expand and redevelop?
Yeah, Tweed United's grounds at Arkinstall Park is under part of the Tweed Shire Council, so we're in the far north of New South Wales. We're part of a regional sports facility redevelopment, which is a $37 million project. We're part of stage two. Stage one was netball and tennis, and ours will come in the next few years, which will give us then state-of-the-art facilities along with four-court indoor facilities and possibly a 1,000-seat stadium to go with the main field. So we look forward to that, but it hasn't quite happened as yet.
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds like a great plan you got in place. What is your relationship like with local council? I understand some clubs have a lot of difficulty getting funding and other clubs have, you know, really great relationships.
Yeah, we've got a great relationship with our council. We work very closely with them on the day-to-day or week-to-week terms, which is great. And we have individual people in council that we can work with in different areas that we need, whether it be building supervisors to go after grants for those sorts of things, or whether it be sports fields itself, where we may need to go after fencing for grants for fencing for our fields or underground irrigation and things like that. It's good.
And some clubs, they rely on a big volunteer community. Other clubs, you know, the dilemma is whether you can afford to pay your coaches or you want to pay your coaches or you get parents to volunteer. What philosophy does Tweed United adopt?
Yeah. Tweed United has a paid senior men's coach who also oversees our grassroots. So we work really hard with our under six, under sevens program with that same coach, who is very, very professional in what he does. So we're able to do that, and then all the other coaches. Then we're working for a program now, actually with coach education, where we're spending a lot more money now and resources into coaching our coaches more so than trying to coach our players as such. So if we can coach the coaches, then they can then continue to coach our teams better than what we have been doing in the past.
Yeah, sounds like a sensible idea to me. And how about your women's programs? I understand it's fairly successful, winning the Premier League women's title back in 2016.
Yes, we did. And then unfortunately, we've had a bit of a slide since then, and we're rebuilding that brand again now. Unfortunately, those things happen. Some of the ladies have got married and had babies, and there's just a lot of changes in what's gone on. And they're at that age where they've gone overseas and to do other things and travel. So we're just in the process now of rebuilding that brand, and it's coming along a lot quicker than what we had planned. And we're also working on a development program with our girls from nine to 14-year-olds, so that we've got a direct feeder system coming through into our senior women's programs over the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for joining me today on Football Extra. We really, you know, if you've got any, you know, events, community events you want to promote, don't hesitate to get in touch.
Great. Thanks very much for your time.
That was Mark Thelwell, the president of Tweed Heads United Soccer Club over on the Gold Coast.